Pull over, lean in. It's time for the Soft Shoulder Podcast. I am your host, Danette Relic of Radical Creative Sanctuary, inviting spaciousness for your mind and your heart. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. The Soft Shoulder is your time. Your time to slow down and fuel up on self-love support, so you can make the most of your gorgeous life. Join me here. Everyone needs a soft shoulder. Now, I don't want to brag, but my heartbreak house number 6 is huge. Okay, it is huge. It has a lot of land, a lot of big, huge evergreens, lots and lots of like roaming hills around it, gardens that have just been like rooting and growing and flourishing. There's a huge patio wraps around the whole place. There's bay windows. There's porch swings. I've got towers. I've got Juliet balconies. I've got walk-in closets, en-suites, multi-rainforest shower heads in all directions. I've had parties in Heartbreak House number 6. I have renovated the kitchen. I put in a pool and a hot tub and a home theater. I mean, one could spend a lifetime in this house. And do you know what? A lot of people do spend a lifetime in this house. In fact, I have a theory that many people who are not listening to this, people who think they're not heartbroken at all, they're living in this house without even realizing it. This episode of The Soft Shoulder is brought to you by Tech Coven. Smart and kind tarot readings, elemental candles, cool vinyl stickers for code witches and those who love them. Allison Tarr of Tech Coven has even surprised me by creating a special tarot spread for the 7 Houses of Heartbreak. I squealed when she texted me that. It's fantastic. And maybe we'll be sharing that spread with you soon as well. But in the meantime, head on over to techcoven.com for any questions, for some guidance just on the outside. It's a wonderful way to prompt some deep dive journaling about where you are and what you want to break through to. So today is the continued series of the 7 Houses of Heartbreak. We took a mini break in there in the middle to celebrate a full year of the Soft Shoulder Podcast. I am so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that you're here listening. And let's get right back to these 7 houses. We're at the end, almost, house 6. House 6 is surging and staging. The light is different in your heart now. You've done a lot of healing, but you're not all the way through just yet. You can see the horizon, but sometimes get frustrated to still be navigating roadblocks. You want to move on. Closure is a word that still nags at you like a splinter. You are surging forward and setting the scene for a future you aren't sure you believe in just yet. This is such an interesting house. The healing priority here. If you are here, this is where you want to focus your energy, navigating your new heart muscles, considering what you still need to let go of, and getting clear about who you are becoming in all of this. Whew, this is a fascinating house. This is the house where we set up the life of someone who is over it, but it doesn't mean that we are. It also doesn't mean that we aren't. We mostly are. We might even really believe that we are. And in a lot of ways, that may be true. This is not a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with us for believing, right? For staging, for trying on new beliefs. Trying on new beliefs is part of the heart healing process, right? If we're coming from a place, we're breaking patterns, we're leaving an identity, we're doing a lot of grieving. You know, a lot of our beliefs may have been shattered in that initial shocking stages of like 1s, 2, 3, as we've continued to grieve and create and express all that this breakup is moving in you. So this is the place where you try on new beliefs. You're able to start really looking forward. And in some ways, it's wonderful and fine and great, and there's so much to celebrate here. And it's sort of like this place where, you know, you can have this dream vision of where you want to be, of what you want to create, of how you want to rise completely through this when we get to house seven, which is surrender. So imagine a house, right? And this house is like one that it needs repair. You've got great ideas, and you might not have all the resources to do the kinds of renovations that maybe you would like, right? So you're there, and it's great, and this is a very luxurious place to be. There's a lot of relief. It's livable now, right? You're out of the stages of emergency, but you want to, like, maybe say redo the porch, but what all you can afford is painting the old porch that might be rotting and not great, but what you can afford is a can of paint, not a whole redo of the porch. And, you know, I say afford, like, you know, if you're doing a home reno, it's usually like a financial thing. In house six, it's, you know, money is energy. And so you just might not have the energy for this. It might not be the time. You've been going through a lot and you just don't have the bandwidth to take the whole goddamn porch down, right? It's just like, you know what, Danette? Houses one through five were kind of a doozy. And like, can I just sit on a pretty porch for a while? Absolutely, you can. Okay. So sometimes that's enough, right? Sometimes that's enough just to feel better, to look a little better, to seem fresh and bright. It really does uplift your spirits. It really does give a house some curb appeal to paint the porch, right? To just brighten it up. And underneath, there's that tiny whisper of distrust sometimes in the integrity of the structure. Like, especially if you know the porch really needs to be taken down. You know, like, you might have to keep putting fresh coats of paint over it as the rot begins to seep through, and that might be fine. And you know, you're just kind of buying yourself some time. It might never be an issue. It might never be a disaster. This is house six. So there's like a little bit of tension, but also it's kind of like, it's a positive, like, these are good problems, right? This is like, okay, you're out of the real danger zone. You know, so you might be enjoying that. You might be enjoying the staging and the surging of house six, even while you have that strange dissonance inside that it's not quite how you want to feel. It's not quite over it. You're not quite allowing your bones to relax, to completely fall into relaxation and surrender and trust. So there's like a real big movement from the past and a real big movement out of grieving, but it's not quite full freedom just yet. It's not quite peace. There's elements of it, but it's just coming in. So I want you to really focus on where it's coming in, not to look at the rotting porch so much. like, don't focus on all of that and all the ways you're still not there yet. House six is really an arrival. This is a place where it's like, there's good stuff happening here. Like I said, a lot of people live their lives here, which means it's possible, right? I know it can be hard to hear that there's still more to go when you've been doing so much. You know, it's like you think you've arrived and you flop down on it and then you notice that rotting bit on the porch and you're like, oh, I thought I was done. I thought it was okay. I've worked so hard to arrive here, you know, and you might be like, you know what, forget it. This is fine. This is more than enough. I've done the work. I'm proud. I just want to move on. I'm done with all this heartbreak stuff, Danette. Knock it off. Let's just make it six houses. All of this is fair, and it's completely your choice. Dear listener, I'm going to share with you a fabulous insight I had many years ago. It's an incredible, incredible secret about all this personal growth stuff. Are you ready for it? You don't have to resolve everything. I know, your jaw's on the floor, right? If you're a personal growth lover, and if you're always wanting to seek and undo and heal and grow, it can be really common where you're just constantly in this state of improvement, which means you're constantly in this state of like feeling like you're not quite there yet. And sometimes things just have a way of dealing with themselves. I'm not saying to like ignore your problems. And my sense is that if you're listening, that's not really your MO, right? Like you are interested in yourself. You're interested in understanding, and that's great. And sometimes just step back, you know, just let it happen, and you don't have to resolve everything. Remember that you're choosing, because there's a lot of people in the world who just choose not to resolve anything at all. And somehow they move along. And I know that that's not quite the life that you want, but, you know, just notice that it's a choice and that you can love yourself by being kind and compassionate to your energy, right? At any given time, you might not have the burners for this. And I really learned this again and again, but this year was especially that way, right? Because, you know, you've got so many burners on the stove. And I don't know, how does this metaphor go? Like, is self-love the pilot light? Is self-love the gas? I don't know. Anyway, it's definitely a gas stove because I prefer them. But you've only got so many burners. Even if you have a, you know, one of those sweet 8-burner like luxury stoves, there's still a limit to the burners that you have, right? And so, you know, if you've got some other stuff going on in your life, like, you know, for me, the brain injury, it's taken up most of the burners. Like, I don't have a lot of room to be like unearthing certain things from my past because I'm working on other stuff that's taking a priority. It's on the front burner, if you will. And, you know, we're always going to have different mixes of things at any given time. So also just take note and be like, do I need to do this? Give yourself permission to not resolve everything. The nice thing is, heartbreak house number 6, surging and staging, this is a pretty comfortable house, as I said. And a lot of people hang out and live here, right? Which means that you have time and you can rest a little bit while you're here, right? You don't have to keep buzzing through to get to like that finish line. Trust that also there's a purpose to spending time here, like an incubator or a cocoon, right? Like you don't have to, it's not something on your to-do list. It's going to take the time that it takes. Change is inevitable in our lives, all of us, whether we have a growth mindset or not. Change will happen to all of us. You will go through change. So you can go through it or you can grow through it. And this is the choice. And my sense is, listener, if you are here, you want to grow through this breakup. You want to grow through this and have a breakthrough, right? And a part of that is just patience, and a part of that is just hanging out in house 6, getting to know you, seeing what's here. Like, part of the healing priority was navigating your new heart muscles. This is not a small thing. This is not a day practice. Like, you've got some new muscles. Maybe you're already in a new relationship or several. Maybe you're just dating or getting ready to date. You have changed through this experience, through the first 5 houses. This is where you get to know these new heart muscles, see how they work, you know, and give them time so that you can learn and see how it feels. This is part of growing, right? So let's talk about the word staging, okay? Staging does not mean faking. There's a real difference. You know, staging has a real impact as well, right? Because when you stage a house, like when a real estate agent hires someone or they do it themselves, they stage the house for people to come in and see who might be potential buyers. This isn't faking that the house is better than it is. What this does is it creates a space where it invites people's imaginations into play. They're looking at what might be possible here. You know, so, you know, you're going from like house 4, which is like sob, stitch and sling. This is that messy, emotional place. Then house 5, self takes the wheel. It's the create, still messy, but we're getting a little more empowered with it. We're getting a little more like get the fingernails in the dirt and like a creative mess, exploration. House 6 is a time to walk it off. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, there's been a lot of mess, a lot of grit, a lot of stuff going on. Breathe in house 6. House 6 is this bridge. And a part of this bridge is the staging. It is imagining. It is setting up this life and saying, huh, Who am I now? Who am I becoming? What might be possible? What might that look like? And how does it feel to be here? So you can calm your nervous system. You can get comfortable here. You can take your time. You might not have been comfortable in a really long time if you've been going through this. Lots and lots of self-compassion here. So this is where you get to play at your own pace with putting your hard-won lessons into actions, right? Navigating those new heart muscles, seeing who it is that you want to attract next, see what kind of relationship, what kind of lessons you've learned and you want to move and create a different kind of relationship moving forward. Just by thinking about this, you're moving forward. You are moving forward. Imagining the future, thinking about the now, is less time that you're spending unpacking the past, getting hooked in by the past, and staying in the past, right? Even just this gentle shift, not completely perfectly, but more and more often, moving your mind forward moves you forward. This is huge, and this is surging. This is what we are celebrating here, these moments where you're darting forward. They might come in really small ways. I want you to notice when you're doing that and congratulate yourself. Notice, oh, wow, I was just thinking now and I was thinking in the future. Even if you're just fantasizing about something you're looking forward to, notice that and notice if that's different than where you were 3 months ago or 6 months ago or a year ago, however long it's been. Now, as you breathe in this house, as you relax, as you move through this bridge of a house, if you are choosing to grow through this house, then of course you're going to notice, as that beautiful witness of your experience, you're going to notice that little nagging feeling. And that's something that's not quite right. That thing that feels strange and unsettled, you know, maybe the doubt about, am I moving forward in the right way? So especially if you are breaking a pattern, if you made a big leap in ending your previous relationship, if that was like a really big deal, a real pattern-breaking move, then, you know, you have been braving a new way to live and love, and this is huge. And this is exactly the time when all those fabulous, like, self-sabotaging thoughts happen, right? They only come up. I love it. I love it when I hear horrible voices from my, you know, little hater on the inside, because they only get riled up. First of all, it's human, okay, that people call them a gremlin, a saboteur, an inner critic, whatever you want to call them. I like little haters. Anytime you hear those voices, remember this, if nothing else, they're only coming up because they're under threat. And they're only coming under threat because you are moving forward and you are healing away from them, right? They're just lonely. They're like, they want to hang out with you. They want to keep you small. They want to keep you safe, right? And they're just a human thing. But it's like, you're going to start to hear those voices, right? So you might hear things like, you know, if you're moving into a new direction and changing your dating patterns, for example, you might be thinking, am I fooling myself? You know, this doesn't feel right. Did I make the right decision? Now, notice if something doesn't feel quote unquote right. What does that actually mean? And does that mean it's not comfortable or it's not familiar? Because that is a different thing than whether or not it's right for you. Right? So you left a relationship, let's say, or it ended somehow. Even though you know that it wasn't working, even though you've journaled and cried and processed and changed, and you began to love and accept yourself in new ways through this heartbreak, even then, it can take some time for your body to catch up. Dear listener, if this is a long pattern, if this is a deep pattern, emotional, it's going to need a lot of repetition to catch up to your body. So it's okay. Stick with it. You have the strength. I know that you do. You may want to explore this pattern breaking with the support of an appropriate professional, like a therapist, an energy worker, a coach. I know a good one. You can always book a session with me on the homepage of my website, radicalcreativesanctuary.com. I love to talk to you about this. If you want that one-on-one attention to break these patterns, but whoever you feel, it could be a coach, like I said, an energy worker, therapist, whoever, whatever feels like the right support for you, like go with where it really feels good. Okay. Everyone needs different kinds of support at different times. Relationship patterns can run pretty deep. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we just believe that the problems are deeper than they are. Okay. Not all the time, but sometimes that's true. Sometimes we're capable of change. We're more capable than we give ourselves credit for. Sometimes we've done a lot more work over the years than we're giving ourselves credit for. I'm talking to you. And we are forgetting that, in fact, we've been at this for some time, right? So what if this is not the beginning? What if this is the end, the beginning of the end, and you're almost there? Still a good place to get support. If that's what you want, it's great. Always wonderful to do that. But you might be almost there. You're still here listening. And I know this. I know that you're here to grow. You've likely been doing this for a while. It's likely not your first rodeo, right? Give yourself some credit for all the beautiful work you've done up until now. Give yourself room for this to maybe be easier than you thought. And when it doesn't feel right, quote unquote, right, if that's code for familiar and comfortable, remind yourself how brave you are for trying something new and for changing your behavior and changing the results that you get in your life. Compassion, self-compassion, this is a self-love ingredient. It makes everything better. You can never have too much self-compassion. You just can't. Okay, it's better and better in bigger quantities. It goes with everything. It's like that, they don't have Trader Joe's up here in Canada, but in the US they do. And there's this spice. It's the everything bagel spice that comes in a jar with their fabulous labels. I have been gifted these by wonderful American friends and other times where I've gone south of the border. This thing goes with just about everything. It's fantastic. I feel like it makes everything better. And even the everything spice from Trader Joe's is nowhere near as good as self-compassion. And it's really good. But self-compassion, you can just really load it up, okay? Any house. It doesn't have to be an emergency. Just because you're in house six and you're nice painted porch and you've got a new person and things seem to be moving along fine, that doesn't mean that you have to ration or give up or lessen the self-compassion. In fact, load it up here because you have worked so hard and so deeply and so beautifully, and we also need compassion to be joyful. House six might take a while. It is the work we don't often bother to do. Right? And it's the kind of work that we can get away with putting it off most of the time. But at the same time, it's also kind of like running a marathon and then stopping just before the finish line and then calling it a day. It's like spending years writing a book and then just not completing the last chapter, you know? So while I invite you to spend your time here, I also want to say, oh, love, you are so close and it is so worth it to persist here, to remember that you're in house six, to remember that you're in a process, right? Just remember that. It could be a very long time. Like I said, I spent years in this house, okay? Persist here with all the love that you can muster and take your time as you do with all the houses. You move through them, each single one, you move through them at the pace that you need to move through. And as a reminder, you might be in house six now and you might be making little visits back. You might make a visit to house four. You might have something surface and go back to house three. And then you come back because like most of your clothes will be in house six at this point. If you're here, you're not behind. You're not behind. You are doing the work that so many people don't do. And you know how I know that? Because, well, I've dated a lot of them. And I know that you have too. And I've been that person, right? You know the difference when someone is taking care of their heart and taking care of themselves and doing the work that they need to do to show up fully as best they can and take responsibility for who they are and for their heart when if you choose to be in relationships with other people. So just the fact that you're here, you are a heart champion in my books, and you're doing the work of the brave-hearted. It really is a gift for any of your future relationships. It's also a gift for the ones that you might already be in now. You're doing great, aren't you? I think you are. Okay, so but what do you like do here? You're sitting on this painted porch. Danette, what do I do? This is that answer that I both love and growl at. Just be with it. Just be with the pride of your newly painted porch. Make note about the questions that you have. Witness your experience. Look around at this house. What isn't complete? Not quite. Where did you leave a project half done? What did you mean to get around to, but you have avoided up until now to do more pressing work? This is like the metaphor of the house, but also yourself, your relationships, your self-love. Maybe you've been doing work around boundaries with this. You've made new decisions. You've been in, like, you know, figuring out what your boundaries are in romantic relationships, or what you're going to tolerate, or how you're going to enter, the speed at which you might enter new relationships. Maybe you were real speedy to hop into new things, and maybe now you're going to like lean back a little bit and you're going to experiment and see what's good for you. Just take note and experiment. You are okay here. And remember, as you take stock of these things, notice your thoughts, right? Those voices of the little hater, those little things that doubt along the way, that am I fooling myself? Is it too late for me? Am I messing everything up? Those questions that come rattling because things are unfamiliar and things are not as comfortable, right? So the key here is that when you notice these things, these questions, do not answer the questions, notice the questions. Okay, that's a really, really simple but effective crossroad here. Because if you start answering the questions, if you send your brain down that road, it'll find answers, and the answers are always crappy. You want to ask good questions, right? So at this point, these questions are not helpful. Is it too late for me? Is not a helpful question. Step back and notice them. First, notice them and ask where the questions are coming from. Is it coming from the horizon of your healthy relationship future? Or is it coming from the confusion of your past? Those little icky little hater voices who they see you making positive changes in your life and they're like, hey, where are you going? We used to have so much fun smoking by the dumpster behind the mall. It's like that you don't want to get into that conversation, right? Like you're done. That was a good time, but we don't need to smoke by the dumpster behind the mall anymore because you left this relationship. You've done this work and you're moving forward to a beautiful future at your own pace. Stay with it. Notice your thoughts. Notice where they're coming from. And as you navigate this, all those voices, all of these feelings here, the feelings is like, maybe, you know, if you're used to some drama in your relationships, house six, you know, can feel a little sterile, right? It's like, it's all staged and it's got this, you know, that bouquet of tulips on the table. And it's like, you're used to a lot more clutter. It can be a little bit unnerving to be there. Notice this, love this part of you. And just be with it and you're okay. You're okay. You can keep making changes as you go, right? You're not at the end yet, so you don't need to panic. This is like gentle creative time, breathing time. It's time to really listen to you. The staging part of this house is key because you're consciously choosing to make the future pleasing, refreshed, open, filled with possibility. The staging is how you set yourself up for success. It can be in your surroundings, but it's also in your thoughts, in your attitude, in your mind. Clearing out the cobwebs, taking all the clutter out of the house to put in the garage before open house, that is very good, and you've been doing a lot of that. And don't forget to get that bouquet of tulips on the table. Don't forget to throw a peach pie in the oven, right? Make the house smell amazing. You get to enjoy your life. Replace what is leaving with what you want to create, what you want to come in, what you want to invite in. Try things on. You don't know how it will look or feel. You are a different person than you were before, right? So take the pressure off and play and experiment here. So I'm going to give you a helpful little tip for what that actually looks like when you're like maybe still hooking into the past a little bit, nowhere near as much as you were, but you're still, there's still just a little string, there's still a little pull. And this shows up, I know, for many people, it shows up with social media, rereading texts or emails, looking at photos, basically just revisiting the past, either spying on it or poking around on it, your ex and their friends and what they're doing and their new persons and all that stuff. It's sort of like just looking at that and staying there. That doesn't help you move forward, right? So, and it's tricky. I know even people who are like totally embarrassed have admitted to me that they still do this. And it's like, you just wouldn't expect it. Their lives have moved on. Everything's fine. But every once in a while they go in, they can't help themselves. Okay. So this is a little tricky habit. This is like a splinter, right? But let's get this gone. Let's get this out. Let's move it out. And the staging part is we need to move something else in, right? Because just saying, don't do that, if you've ever tried to stop doing anything, you know that mostly doesn't work. You need to replace a bad habit with a good habit, or the habit you don't want with the habit you do, right? So the first thing is to notice and admit that you're doing it, whatever it is. And then think about something to replace it with, right? So what can you easily switch to read instead? If you're rereading old emails, you know, it might be, you know, you not, might not be motivated enough to back away from the computer or your phone and like do something else. But it might be really easy for you to look at a folder that maybe you've created that's right there that's filled with different emails that are better for you to read, like just emails from friends or emails where people have said nice things to you. If you don't have a feel-good email folder, I highly suggest making one. It's great, anything with like acknowledgements or kind words, anything that's just going to make you feel good. So that can be a really great project to get onto, is just tucking that away. Obviously, you can do this, you know, you can also like have folders on Instagram, images that make you feel better. And it's nice just to have somewhere else to go while you're still there, because you can quickly, with a little click, you can just move over and just change what you're putting into yourself, right? What information you're taking in. Another great thing to do is creating a Pinterest board. A friend of mine who was going through some stuff with her heart was so wonderful. She created this Pinterest board just full of messages and memes about heartbreak and resilience. And whenever she was going through a rough time, she just took herself to Pinterest and she searched out the words she needed to hear, the encouragement, the acknowledgement, the things that reflected her pain, but mostly the things that moved forward and were filled with hope and acknowledging her strength. And she sent them to me, which helped her have like a witness, right? Now you can share this, you can keep it private, you can do whatever, but it's just ways that you can just switch where your focus is going. And I think the most effective way to switch this is if you're, you know, rereading texts or emails or whatever you're doing that's online, start a conversation, send a message of love and appreciation to someone else. So if you're down some kind of rabbit hole, take a look at your friend list. Who's someone that just random? It doesn't even, it can be a coworker, it can be your cousin, just a one-liner, an emoji, a weird, you know, little video clip, whatever. Just send some joy to someone else. So then you're creating this new energy. You're creating like a little positive hello. I have done this many times, and I can't tell you how many times the response has been like, how did you even know I needed that right now? Like, just, it's just a fun game to play with intuition of who you choose. And don't overthink it. Just get it happening. So, the best thing is to decide what the plan is. So you're like, okay, if and when I am burrowing into some kind of Facebook hole of my ex and what they're up to, I'm going to, as soon as I notice, I'm going to compassionately acknowledge that I'm doing it. Oh, look, here I am. Okay, don't beat yourself up over it. Oh, look, here I am. Okay, what did Danette tell me to do? Right, I'm going to text my friend this like hilarious picture of like a panda smashing a keyboard or like whatever. It's the most recent one I was looking at that was really funny. Something like that. Okay, so like having little plans in place and acknowledge too how much better it is now. I'm pretty sure if you're one of these people who's poking at that scab, looking in the past, it was probably a lot worse before. Like there was probably times where maybe you spent the whole day doing that, right? So acknowledge too how far you've come. This is moving forward. This is on its way out. Replace it with what you want. Dear listener, who are you becoming now? Right now, you listening to this, whether you identify as being in house six or not, who are you becoming? What kind of person is emerging in you? You know, through breakups or not, you have a beautiful opportunity for reinvention all the time. You know, you don't have to go back or think about getting yourself back. And actually, you can't ever go back to any other you. So who is here now? And who are you becoming? This person right here listening to me, who has been so, like, so brave and through so much, choosing to grow through this, who has been courageous enough to love and to lose, to feel it, to heal it, to still be here with a vase and a fistful of lilacs or tulips. Who are you becoming now? Let yourself be entertained and invited by this question. You don't have to have an answer. Just think about that. Wonder, get curious about what that might be. There's no rush to becoming. We are always in a stage of becoming. So enjoy house six, your well-deserved rest and break. Enjoy this. See it with the eyes of someone who knows that there is a house seven and is planning on arriving to house seven. Surrender. See house six as someone who knows that there is more out there for you and that this work has made your heart stronger and that you are someone worth loving. It all starts right here, right now, with you. If you know someone who might find this episode insightful or comforting, I just love it when you share the soft shoulder with others, whether that's on social media or just texting it to a friend. Hey, that's a good idea. If you're down that rabbit hole looking at your ex's business, why don't you forward the soft shoulder to a friend who could use it? Goodness knows we could all use a soft shoulder in our lives and reminders that breakups can be the best breakthroughs and self-love is a practice. And self-marriage is the choice to commit to this practice and create the love of your own life. Entertain that idea. Until next time, I wish you beauty. Take care of you.